with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin.
We'll
give the time to Minister Wang. We can stay on that page in Romans.
去年有两个团契的弟兄姐妹都在查考罗马书。
Last year, two fellowships were studying the book of Romans.
一定很熟悉这一段经文。
We must be familiar with this passage.
罗马书是非常宝贵的一卷论救恩的书信。
Romans is a precious book on salvation.
把神的救恩讲得非常的全面和透彻。
It describes extensively the salvation from God.
罗马书的头三章就是讲到人的罪。
The first three chapters of Romans talk about sin.
后面三章接着就讲赦罪、称义。
The next three chapters talk about how our sins are forgiven.
接下来三章就是六七八三章就是讲到圣罪。
From chapter 6 to 8, we talk about how we can have victory over sin.
我们刚刚读的这段经文就是在第七章中圣罪的这一段圣经当中。
The passage we just read was in chapter 7, and it talked about victory over sin.
很多弟兄姐妹非常熟悉刚刚我们读的第一句经文。
A lot of brothers and sisters may be very familiar with the first sentence that we read.
就是十八节的下半句说，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Which is, I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
印象很深，因为我们跟圣保罗有同感。
We have a deep impression of this because we have the same feeling as St. Paul.
罗马书是保罗信主二十多年以后写的。
Paul wrote this book of Romans 20 years after he became a Christian.
他有这样的感受，我们今天也有这样的同感，应该很正常。
He had such a feeling.It's normal that we all have such feelings.
圣经上告诉我们说，你要认识神就得平安。
The Bible tells us that if we believe in God, we will have peace.
但是常常听到弟兄姐妹说，信主以后反而觉得不如以前平安。
But sometimes we hear that brothers and sisters will share that after becoming a Christian, they actually do not have.They were not as peaceful as they were before they became a Christian.
其实说这样话的弟兄姐妹是很认真的基督徒。
Such Christians are actually serious Christians.
如果我们真的去寻找原因，其实这并不是坏事情。
If we want to seek the reason to such phenomena, it's actually not a bad thing.
因为我们信主之后，我们的良心被更新。
When we become Christians,Our hearts, our conscience are renewed.
我们没有信主的时候，过一天是一天，糊糊糊涂涂的生活。
Before we became a Christian, we would just, pass by every day without thinking too much about it.
倒反而平静无事。
It's fine. It's peaceful.
但是我们信主了，我们的良心被主耶稣的宝血洗净。
But after we become Christians, our conscience.Were washed by the blood of Jesus.
就像一面镜子，黑白分明。
It's like a mirror. Everything is clear.
做错了事情，我们反而内心不觉得平安。
When we do things that are not pleasing to God, we will not feel peace.
而且我们读神的话语，他的话语光照我们。
as we read the word in the Bible, we get enlightened.
就知道很多的事情是得罪神了。
We know that there are things that we do that are not pleasing to God.
因为觉得亏欠而觉得不平安。
And when we do those things, we feel burdened and we don't feel at peace.
可是不读经不听道的基督徒反而没事。
If we don't read the Bible and we don't worship or pray, then we are fine.
可这并不是好事情。
But that's not a good thing either.
因为我们信耶稣就得到一个新的生命。
Because when we become Christian, we have a new life.
新的生命是有感觉的。
A new life would have feelings.
就像你给一个病人去做针灸。
It's like if you do acupuncture on a patient.
如果他的手背是残废麻木的。
If he has completely no feeling.
那个针扎上去没有感觉。
Then when the pin gets in, you know, he wouldn't feel anything.
但是有生命的地方针一扎他就会跳起来。
But if it has life, then once the pin goes in, then he will feel pain.
再加上我们新约的信徒，我们一信主就有圣灵住在我们的心中。
After we become Christians, the Holy Spirit would come and live in us.
圣经告诉我们说，他在凡事上都教导我们。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us in everything we do.
他也让我们为自己的罪会自责。
So the Holy Spirit would also let us repent when we do things that are not good.
使徒行传二章三十七节那里告诉我们。当时彼得讲完道，听道的人觉得扎心。
In the Acts of the Apostles, it tells us that after Peter gave messages, people who heard the message would feel shameful and repent.
这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们追求长进的基督徒就会立志行善。
Those Christians who seek growth would set a goal to do good.
可是又行不出来。
But we often have trouble carrying it out.
所以就会像保罗一样说，很感叹，就是立志行善由得我，可是行出来却由不得我。
That's why we have the same feelings as St. Paul.Which says that I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
但是我们知道，刚刚这一段圣经，保罗不只是停留在诉苦。
But we know that Paul didn't stop there.
他在最后一节二十五节那里，他是说，我们靠着神，我们就可以脱离。
Instead, in verse 25, he says that through Jesus Christ.We can win over this battle.
就是我们今天的题目，可以靠主得胜。
So this is the title of today's talk, which is to have victory through Christ.
当我们跟保罗一样有这样得胜的经历的时候，我们就会记住二十五节，而不是十八节的下半句。
After we have the same experience as Paul.That we can be victorious towards sin, what we'll remember is verse 25 instead of verse 18.
保罗在罗马书的六七章很详细的告诉我们怎么样靠主得胜。
Paul in Romans 6 and 7 talks carefully about how we can be conqueror through Christ.
而这一段圣经里面，保罗首先告诉我们为什么要靠主。
And in this passage,Paul first tells us why we have to be relying on God.
就是我们读的一开始十八节的上半句，他说：“我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善。”
In verse 18, he says that I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature.
保罗说他自己一无是处。
He says that he is good for nothing.
这样绝对吗？
Is it that absolute?
我刚刚信主的时候，我也确实承认我是个罪人。
When I first became Christian, I also acknowledged that I was a sinner.
我需要主耶稣的宝血的救赎。
I need the salvation that came through Jesus' blood.
但是没觉得自己一无是处。
But I wouldn't go so far as to say that I'm good for nothing.
但是以后在读到这里的时候，就发现对自己的认识跟圣经的真理有偏差。
But as I read later on to this passage, I feel like my understanding of myself is different from what the Bible tells me about.
可见我们信主之后还是需要不断的悔改。
As we become Christians, we have to continually repent.
有更深的悔改就能有更深的蒙恩。
As we repent more deeply, we will actually have more grace from God.
我们有弟兄姐妹刚刚查过马太福音的14章。
Brothers and sisters, some brothers and sisters have just gone through Matthew chapter 14.
14章是主耶稣在针对法利赛人在教训他们。
That passage was when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees.
但是主耶稣在描写我们人的内心的时候，他说就是14章19节，他说从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤读。
It's actually in Matthew chapter 15 verse 19 it says that out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony and slander.
这不是专指法利赛人。
This is not only for the Pharisees.
而是指每一个我们天然的人。
It's actually for every one of us from our own nature.
我们在 House of Peace 有一个烤，就是火炉，我们用来取暖。
In the House of Peace, we actually have a fireplace.
我们每天要清那个炭的时候，就知道一定有很大的灰尘。
As we clean the carbon every day, we feel that there are usually a lot of dust.
但是在空气当中，我们也看不出来的灰尘。
But then in the air, we can't really see it with our bare eyes.
但是如果那天有阳光，早上那个阳光就是照着火炉那个边上。
But as you know, if on that day there is actually sunlight coming in.
在阳光中就很清楚那个灰尘的多少。
Then under the light we can see a lot of dust in the air.
所以我们如果谦卑地来到神的面前，
So if we humbly come before God,
在他圣灵的光照当中，我们就知道主耶稣没有冤枉我们。
Then under the light of the Holy Spirit, then we can really see that Jesus' accusation is true.
旧约有一位先知以赛亚，他在异象中看见主的荣光。
A prophet, Isaiah, in his vision saw the glory of God.
他就说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是个嘴唇不洁的人，我住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He says, woe to me, I'm doomed. My lips, because I have unclean lips.I live among others who have unclean lips.
因为我们知道神对我们话语的要求非常的高。
God has high standards for our words.
就像主耶稣在登山宝训当中教导的，就是你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
Just like Jesus when he told us that we should say things as they are.
所以当这位大先知这样呼喊的时候，
So as Isaiah cried out,
天使就用烧炭的烧红的炭来洁净他的口。
The angels used the burnt carbon to clean his lips.
我们知道以赛亚书第六章这个经文之后，就是神差派他出去。
In the book of Isaiah, we know that God eventually sent him out.
所以我们的罪得到赦免，得到洁净之后， 才能够成为神合用的器皿。
So only after our sins were cleansed can we be suitable instruments for God.
神也给我们宝贵的应许。
God also gives us important and precious promises.
就是我们如果认自己的罪，他必要赦免我们的罪，洁净我们一切的不义。
Which is that if we acknowledge and admit our sins, God will forgive our sins and cleanse us of all our wrongdoing.
我们就得到赦罪的平安。
We will have this peace that comes from the knowledge that our sins are forgiven.
但是保罗这段经文当中告诉我们，我们信主之后还有征战。
But Paul tells us that even after becoming Christians, we still have to fight.
21-22节那里，保罗说：“我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。”因为按着我里面的意思，括弧里面有说原文做人，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So from verse 21 to 23, Paul says that so I find this law at work, when I want to do good, evil is right there with me.For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
所以他提到这个交战。
So he talks about this war.
是里面的人和我们肢体当中的律。
So it is the person within us versus the law that is at work.
和合本当中有很多括号里面有注的，就是他把原文的意思在写在括号里面。
In the Chinese version, it has this original language.
就像刚刚姐妹分享到的，如果我们去注意每一个字，我们就会有更多更深的领会。
We have to pay attention to each word.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面为以弗所教会祷告说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里面的力量刚强起来。
So Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 pray for the Ephesians, says that I pray that out of his glorious richesHe may strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit in your inner being.
就是靠着祷告使我们里面的那个人刚强起来。
That is to say, through prayer, we can strengthen our inner being.
可以胜过我们肢体当中那个律。
So that we can win over the law that is at work.
而这场征战是我们一生要征战的。
And this struggle is a lifelong struggle.
所以我们需要来学习靠主得胜。
So we have to learn the lesson of gaining victory through Christ.
这个题目非常的大。
This is a big topic.
也是我们这一个学期要不断的来学习的。
And throughout this semester, we are going to learn it through different dimensions.
我今天选了几处比较根本性的经文来跟大家分享。
I have chosen a few more foundational verses to share with you.
我们好知道怎么样来追求灵命长进。
So that we can all seek spiritual growth.
有一些经文讲到那个新生命的最根本的道。
One verse talks the most foundational issue on new life.
就是约翰一书的三章第九节。
It's in 1 John chapter 3 verse 9.
请大家翻到教会的中英对照圣经是在424面。
It's in page 424 in the church Bible. It's 1 John chapter 3 verse 9.
约翰一书三章第九节，这里说：“凡从神生的，就不犯罪， 因神的道，这里又有一个括弧注，原文是总存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
1 John chapter 3 verse 9, it says that no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
所以这里我们还是要看这个小字括号里面的，实际上说是有神的种存在我们基督徒的心里。
Yeah, it says God's seed remains in him.
我们知道种子就是生命。
Seed means life.
那我们原来都是父母生的。
We are all born of, from our parents.
我们是人的种。
We are seed of men.
大卫在诗篇当中说，我在母腹里面就有了罪。
David says, King David said that even when I was in my mother's womb, I had sin.
所以还没有生出来，罪已经注定了我们将来会发愁，会发脾气。
So even before we are born, we know, we are destined to know how to worry and to have temper.
那有人说我爷爷是牧师。
Someone said that, oh, my grandfather is a pastor.
我从小就受了婴儿洗。
I was baptized even when I was born.
那我每个礼拜天也去教会。
I go to church every day too.
但这些都是外面的。
But all these are external.
那个生命这里讲到是里面的。
The life that we are talking about here is internal.
就是我们信了耶稣就得到新的生命。
If we believe in Christ, we'll have a new life.
有神的种存在我们的心里。
God's seed will be in us.
我就可以违背我以前的那个天然的那个律。
Then we can be different from the law that governs us before we become Christians.
就不会犯罪。
Then we don't have to sin.
我们知道约翰在约翰福音的第一章，他有说在约翰福音一章十二节，他说：“凡接待他信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。”
Gospel of John says that if we acknowledge God, we will be given, we will become his children.
他接下来十三节他说，这个人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。十三节。
Okay. He says that, So yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children not born not of natural descent, but of human, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
所以这里就是说他不能犯罪。
So, it says that he cannot sin.
那我们信主之后就有两个种在我们的生命当中。
So after we come to faith in Christ, there would be two seeds in us, in our lives.
一个是人的种。
One is from human nature.
一个是神给我们的，神的种存在我们的心里。
The other one is from God.
那从此我们顺服哪一个种，就决定了我们一生的生活。
From that point on, our decision to follow this seed or that seed would govern how we live our life.
也就决定了那个征战谁胜谁负。
It also determines which side of the war has final victory.
我们这里 Ithaca 得天独厚。
In Ithaca, we have good natural resources.
很多弟兄姐妹的家里都有很大的 yard, 他们养花种菜。
Many brothers and sisters have a yard in their house where they can actually do gardening.
不同的种子就长出不同的果实。
Different types of seeds would come out with different types of fruits.
创世纪的第一章讲到神的创造的时候，
in Genesis, when it describes God's creation,
重复讲到一个词就是各从其类。
It repeatedly talks about this phrase according to its kind.
就是它的种子决定了那个种类。
It means that the kind of seed would determine what type of thing that would come out.
不会改变。
It never changes.
有人从古埃及的坟墓当中那个陪葬品当中发现有番茄的种子。
Some people actually find some seed from ancient Egypt ruins among those things that go into the tomb.
因为在沙漠地带很干燥，所以种子保存得很好。
Because of the dry weather in the desert, those seeds actually are preserved really well.
那几千年后的今天种到地里，它长出来还是番茄。
A few thousand years afterwards, when they plant the seed on the ground, it comes up, and those are tomatoes.
所以好奇妙，几千年那个种子都不会变。
It's very interesting that even after a few thousand years, those seeds would still not change.
我这里有一颗葵花籽的种。
This seed is actually the seed for sunflower.
你看它很小，但是你种下去，它就慢慢会发芽长大。
It's very small, but after you plant it on the ground, it would bud and it will grow.
长出花苞以后就越开越大。
Afterwards, it would have some budding and then some small flowers and then it will become a big flower.
我们知道向日葵的花，它是向着太阳。
The sunflower has this interesting tendency of facing towards the sun.
等晚上太阳落山的时候，它也会垂下来。
And when the sun, when after sunset, the sunflower would also droop.
第二天太阳升起来，那个花又朝向太阳。
But the next day when the sun rises, the sunflower would also rise with it.
因为它是向日葵。
Because it is a sunflower.
那这个种子早就决定了向日葵以后它的动态。
This seed already determines how the sunflower is going to live.
所以各从其类。
So according to its kind.
我们人的种长出来的就是我们天然的人都会忧虑。
So for the seed of our human nature, we would have a lot of worries.
都会发脾气，都会犯罪。
We would have temper, and then we would sin.
但是神的种结出来的果子就是圣灵的果子。
But the seed that comes from God would have fruits that come from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子有几种色彩？
有there are
no,
how many fruits of the Holy Spirit are there?
Yeah, 中文查经班弟兄姐妹应该都记得。
Some fellowship members might remember.
十一个果子，九种色彩，不是九个果子。
There are actually nine characteristics. It's not like nine different types of fruits.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，还有呢，忍耐、良善、恩慈、温柔、信实、节制。
So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这是存在基督徒心中神的种子结出来的果子。
This is the fruit that comes from the seed that God has planted in us.
所以我们从根本上来看，就知道为什么基督徒信主之后生命会改变。
So,This is the foundation through which we can understand why Christians, after becoming Christians, would have life-changing experience.
不是原来那个我改良了。
It's not because we have improved upon the old self.
而是因为有那个新的生命，神的种子存在我们的心中。
It's because we have this new life that is planted in us.
那长出来的生命就不再是我。
And as this new life comes up,It is not the old self anymore.
我们再看一处圣经，是 主耶稣的大使徒彼得说的，就是我们今天第三处经文，在彼得后书一章三节到四节。彼得后书在我们教会的圣经本是416面。
The next passage we'll read is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. It's on page 416 in the church Bible.
416, 就是彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
那彼得他说神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份了。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
所以父神借着主耶稣他复活的大能把他的生命赐给我们，让我们从此就可以脱离那从世上情欲来的败坏。
So our Heavenly Father has already through the resurrection of Jesus Christ give us this power that we can win over the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
最宝贵的就是我们竟然可以与神的性情有份。
The most precious thing is that we can actually participate in the divine nature of God.
所以彼得说这是一个又宝贵又极大的应许。
So that's why Peter says that it is a very great and precious promises.
与神的性情有份不是有神的全部而是有份而已。
To participate in the divine nature doesn't mean that we are divine, it just means that we participate in His divine nature.
我们既然是从神生的，我们就很自然与父神的性情有份。
Because we are born of God, it's natural that we participate in this divine nature.
就像我们每个人都跟我们地上的父亲的性情有份一样。
It's like we are a little bit like our parent, our father, our biological father.
是很自然的事情。
It's very natural.
有人说他读书的时候做错的数学题竟然跟他父亲当年在学校错的都一样。
Someone says that, you know, in his math class, the problems that he often get wrong,also the problems that his father often get wrong when he was a student.
这一定不是他父亲教他的。
It's not like his father teach him to be wrong.
我们知道在创世纪当中亚伯拉罕是我们的信心之父。
We remember that in Genesis, Abraham is father of faith.
可是他也是个人他也有软弱的时候。
But he is also a man, so he has times of weakness.
他曾经在法老的面前谎称他的妻子莎拉是他的妹子。
In front of Pharaoh, he actually lied and said that his wife Sarah was only his sister.
不知道大家有没有注意到，他的儿子也犯同样的。
I don't know if you noticed it, but his son Isaac also had the same mistake.Claimed that his wife was actually his sister.
大家回去可以自己看亚伯拉罕的事是在创世纪十二章，那以撒的事是在创世纪二十六章。
You can go home and read Genesis chapter 12 and 26.
所以我们有了神的性情，我们如果活出来就像神。
So we, as we participate in God's nature, if we live it out, we will be like God.
那当初翻译圣经的人，他们不是明白了圣经才翻的。
There's some misunderstanding in the Chinese translation.
所以当他翻约翰一书三章第九节的时候，他不敢翻这个神的种子。
So as the Chinese translator translate God's seed.
因为圣经当中常常讲到生命的种子是用来讲神的道，所以他就把它翻成了神的道存在我们的心中。
Because oftentimes when the Bible talks about seed, it refers to God's word. So here we in Chinese version it says God's word.
但实际上是真真实实的是神的种存在我们的心中。
But in the English translation, it actually says God's seed.
Yeah, NIV 就直接翻的就是 God's seed.
So in the New International Version, it has the right translation of God's seed.
所以我们旧的种已经败坏了。
So our old seed was corrupted.
除非神借着他的神能把那个新的生命赐给我们。
Unless through His power, God gives us a new life.
有了神的种在我们里面，我们才得与神的性情有份。
With this new seed, we can have God's character.
而这个性情是不犯罪的。
And this means that we don't sin.
有的人一信主就改变很大。
Some people after they become Christians, they have a dramatic change in their lives.
就像保罗在罗马书六章四节说的，他一举一动都有新生的样式。
It's like in Romans 6:4, Paul says that he would live a new life.
脾气会改变。
Our character would change.
就连他回家摁门铃那个铃铛声也改变。
You know, it's like when we push the button at home, the doorbell, it would have a different sound. It's almost like that.
有的人以前抽烟的，他一信主就自然的那个烟就不香了。
A smoker suddenly doesn't feel like smoking anymore.
因为在我们里面的那个神的种，他不抽烟。
Because the seed from God within us is a non-smoker.
所以这种改变都不勉强的。
So such a change is not like through a lot of human effort and endeavor.
因为那个新的种子、新的生命就决定了一切。
This new life in the new seed will determine everything.
所以我们知道神的救恩实在是很宝贵。
So we know that this salvation is very precious.
一切的丰盛都可以在耶稣基督里面得着。
All the abundance are in Jesus Christ.
我们千万不要到救恩以外去寻找其他的好处。
We do not have to, we should not seek any advantage or good things aside from salvation.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们的好处都不在他以外。
Because the Bible tells us that apart from you, I have no good thing.
所以我们如果真的得着了福音的好处，就知道福音真的能够解决我们人一切的问题。
If we really know the goodness of the gospel, we'll know that the gospel would solve all the problems for humans.
所以我们从这个根本上去明白了神的道，我们就知道怎么样来追求我们灵命上的长进。
So, if we have a fundamental understanding of God's seed, we would know how we can grow our inner spiritual life.
神赐给我们恩典，他让神的种存在我们的心中。
God gives us grace and give us the seed that is planted within our heart.
那我们也有责任，我们要使那里面的人能够长大，能够刚强起来。
But we also have the responsibility to feed this inner being so that our inner life can grow.
我们知道我们的生活如果不规律，我们吃饭营养不够，我们就会影响我们的身体成长。
If we do not lead a regular lifestyle, and or if we do not, eat enough, it will affect the way our health is and affect our growth.
同样的，我们属灵的生命也需要有一个有规律的基督徒的生活。
Similarly, our inner life requires a regular lifestyle.
就像刚刚有姐妹去会后来分享的，她的领受就是要好好读经、祷告、传福音，一样也不能缺。
Just like what Xiao shared with us just now, we need to read the Bible, pray, worship, and share our testimonies. We cannot skip it.
就这样，我们不知不觉的那个新生命就会长大。
And through these activities, our inner life will grow.
我们让神的生命在我们的生命当中掌权，管理我们，我们就知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
We let the Holy Spirit govern us, and then our inner life grows, we know what is good and what is not good.
所以我们看到三个大使徒保罗、约翰、彼得，他们虽然从各个不同的方面来讲，但是真理是一样的。
So as we see the sayings of Peter, Paul, and John, they all come from a different angles, but they are talking about the same thing.
我们如果平时留心的去读，我们也全盘的接受，就对我们的生命有益处。
If we carefully read the Bible and we accept it, it will be good for our spiritual life.
所以保罗在最后说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
So that's why Paul says in verse 25, thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ, we can be rescued from this body of death.
我们靠自己立志奋斗，徒劳无益。
We can set our own goal and work hard on it, but we cannot carry it out.
结果就是不想做的反而去做。
And the result is that what we don't want to do,we actually carry it out.
但是只要顺服圣灵。
But if we obey the Holy Spirit,
让神的种在我们的生命当中掌权。
And let God's seed take charge in our life.
我们就可以做到我们立志想做的。
Then we can do what we set off to do.
保罗在第八章，罗马书的第八章再次讲到，我们可以靠着主得胜有余。
Paul in Romans 8 says that we can win and even beyond just simple winning.
你知道神的种存在我们的心中，这是来自神的。
You know that God's seed comes to us, it comes from God.
它是那个真光，是发光体。
God is the true light.
就像太阳是发光体。
It's like the sun. The sun gives out light.
而月亮是反射太阳的光。
But the moon only reflects the light that comes from the sun.
那有时候我们知道有一个月全食的现象，就是当地球在太阳和月亮中间在一条线上的时候。
But sometimes we know there is a phenomenon of eclipse where the earth is actually in between the sun and the moon.
地球就挡住了太阳的光。
Because the earth basically blocked all the light from the sun.
那月亮就不发光。
The moon actually doesn't have any light anymore.
那个地球就是我们原来的我。
This earth is like our old self.
所以我们知道了这些道理，我们就知道要把自己的主权交出来。
After understanding this, we know that we actually have to let God take charge.
因为我们肉体当中没有良善。
Because there's nothing good in our body.
我们就会去依靠神，靠主得胜。
Then we know we should rely on God, and through Him we'll have victory.
让他真的率领我们在耶稣基督里面夸胜。
So that He can lead us in victory through Jesus Christ.
借我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So that we can spread the fragrance that comes from our knowledge of Jesus Christ.
让我们的父神得到荣耀。
So that we can attribute all the glory to our Heavenly Father.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天天父，我们谢谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words that you have given us this morning.
谢谢你赐给我们你的生命，在我们这些不配的人的生命当中。
We thank you for the life that you have given us though we are unworthy.
主，我们今天再次把我们自己交在你的手中。
Lord, once more we lift ourselves up to you.
求你来掌管我们。
We ask that you take charge of our life.
让我们在这一生的征战当中能够常常靠着你得胜。
So that in all the battles in our lives, we can win those battles through you.
不但得胜，而且得胜有余。
Not simply winning,But just beyond winning.
谢谢主给我们这样宝贵的救恩。
Thank God for this wonderful salvation that you have given us.
我们同心祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们最后唱一首诗歌。恳求慈光，请施情给我们。
We'll sing the song, Lord, lead kindly light.
经过我心所爱。 那么下面是报告的时间。
It's announcement time.
我们首先来欢迎第一次来我们中间的朋友或者是弟兄姊妹。
We want to welcome newcomers. If you are coming for the first time.
如果你是第一次来，麻烦你站起来给我们介绍一下你是谁，从哪里来。
Please stand up and introduce yourself. Just your name and you know where are you from.Or your friend can introduce you.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Julia is a nutrition science, new transfer. Okay.还有吗？还有。
欢迎你来。
That was a food science day.
Yeah. 今天有很多是学营养或者是学食物的。